अमरणमोक्षाया माम आश्रित्या यथान्ति ये हे ब्रह्माथा विदु कृष्णं अध्यात्मं कर्मचाखिलं. Intelligent persons who are endeavoring for liberation from old age and death take refuge in me in devotional service. They are actually Brahman because they entirely know everything about transcendental activities. We are reading this evening from chapter 7. Text 29 of Srimad Bhagavad Gita. I would like to thank all of you very much for coming to participate in this Krishna consciousness movement, which is established by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the Yuga Avatar for this age of Kali. Lord Sri Krishna spoke this eternal wisdom of Bhagavad Gita approximately 5,000 years ago in Sri Kurukshetra. But Krishna explains in Gita that he wasn't establishing some new form of knowledge. He tells Arjuna that many millions and millions of years back, I instructed the same science to Vivaswan, the sun god. And this knowledge, which is eternal, Sanatan Dharma, was passed down through a disciplic succession of great kings since that time. But due to the influence of time and the discrepancies of human motivations, amongst that disciplic succession of kings, the truth, the essence of that knowledge was lost. So Sri Krishna appeared to reestablish it. Lord Sri Krishna appears again in this age of Kali as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to teach us the practical method by which we can realize the teachings of Bhagavad Gita. And His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, is that great Paramahamsa Acharya who has taken this wisdom from the disciplic succession and brought it throughout the entire world. Krishna is here defining what is intelligence. Everyone has their perception of what an intelligent man is. Amongst thieves, the best thief is intelligent. Amongst businessmen, the shrewdest businessman is considered intelligent. Amongst doctors, the most experienced doctor is considered very intelligent. Amongst politicians, the person who can somehow or other tell the most lies to get the most votes is considered intelligent. In this way, everyone has their idea of intelligence. These days in India, whoever is the best cricket player is considered very intelligent. But what is intelligence? We understand that the standard of all truths is the version of God. Intelligence doesn't mean who gets the best grades in school. When I was in Bombay, just before I left, one student was crying, telling me that everyone in her class cheated on the exam. They got the paper beforehand, but they didn't tell her, so she didn't do very good. And when I came to Pune, one young girl was crying and she was saying that I got the sheet and I cheated on my exam, but I don't know if I did the right thing. So, among students, one who could get the sheet and cheat the best is considered the most intelligent. But Krishna here explains what is real intelligence. One who is endeavoring for liberation from old age and death and takes refuge in me in devotional service, that person is intelligent. Because this material world, dukalaya mashashvatam, it is a place of suffering. No one can escape the sufferings within material existence. Even if you perform the most pious activities in this world and get nice prosperity, good health, good children, good money, good everything, eventually you have to grow old, you have to get diseased, and you have to die. And to the degree you're conditioned to the happiness of your good karma, to that degree you have to suffer when you lose it. So, one who is intelligent does not try to make a nice arrangement for happiness within this place of death. Even in the Christian scripture, there is a statement that this world is like a bridge. It is a bridge to take you from ignorance to knowledge. It was designed, this is a bridge that was constructed by God to take you from illusion to reality, from the material world to the spiritual world. An intelligent person crosses over the bridge. He does not try to build a house and live on the bridge. But human society is simply trying to make nice arrangements to remain in this material world forever. And this is called ignorance. Even if you have big PhD, even if you are top in your class, if you are trying to find happiness in this material world, you are considered less intelligent. In fact, you are ignorant. And our Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, he was very straightforward about this truth. He would go into the biggest universities amongst the biggest scientists and professors in the world, MIT, all these very big colleges, Harvard, and he would tell the professors and the students, "You are all ignorant." They were too surprised. No one ever told them like this. But Prabhupada proved to them that they were ignorant. You are trying to find happiness in a place of misery. You do not even know who you are. You do not even know what happens after death. This is intelligence. So to strive within this human life to make a solution to these problems of birth, old age, disease, and death is intelligence. In the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, there's a nice example of how intricate the laws of karma keep a person bound to suffering. On the request of Sriman Krishnananda Prabhu, I will narrate this story. This is a narration I have heard from Gauranga Prabhu, the son of Jayadev and Satyavati. Would you like to tell the story, Gaurang? Do I have your blessings to repeat your message? Yes? He has given his blessings. One time when Krishna was living in Dwaraka, the children of Dwaraka, Samba and others, Pradyumna, they were all playing in a small forest. And in their play, they became very thirsty for water. So they saw a deep well. And in their childlike playfulness, shouting all nice game words, they ran to the well. And when they came to the well, it was a dry well. But what they saw inside was very wonderful. It was a very big-sized lizard that appeared to be like a mountain. So the boys were just looking at the lizard in great amazement, and they felt compassion for this creature and decided to try to take him out of the well he was trapped within. So they took leather straps, and then they took woven ropes, and they were putting it around the lizard and trying to pull it up. But however much they tried, they could not get this lizard out of the well. So everyone knows that when something is very difficult to achieve, who we should turn to. Who do we turn to? How do we turn to him? In fact, it says in Chaitanya Charitamrita that one who remembers Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even the most difficult things become easy to achieve. And one who forgets the Lord Even the easiest things become impossible.
और जब भगवान को भूल जाते हैं, उनके लिए सरल-सरल चीज भी मुश्किल हो जाती है.
So the children went to the palace of Lord Shri Krishna, Dwarkadish.
तो तब बालक जो है द्वारकाधीश श्री कृष्ण भगवान के महल में गए.
And they told Lord Krishna, their father, that there's big lizard in this well.
और अपने पिता से बोले कि यहाँ पर एक बहुत बड़ी चिड़ियाँ हैं.
And we want to save him, so please come and take him out of the well.
हम उसकी मदद करना चाहते हैं, कृपया आइए.
We should know that when the devotees appeal to Krishna on our behalf, Krishna will always come to save us.
जब भक्त जो है हमारे ओर से भगवान से प्रार्थना करते हैं, तो भगवान जरूर हमारी मदद करेंगे.
That is why tasmad gurum prabhavyeta vigyashutriyamutama. That is why we approach Guru and the Vaishnavas, because they are dear to Krishna. Due to their surrender and their service, they are part of Krishna's spiritual family. We are all like lizards in the well of this material existence. And we are trapped. We do not know what to do to get out. But if somehow or other we get the mercy and the compassion of Krishna's devotees and they appeal to Krishna on our behalf, then Krishna will certainly come to rescue us. That is why it is said that the mercy of devotee is more important than the mercy of God. Because the mercy of God is very far away. But the devotees come knocking at our doors to deliver that mercy to us. And if we somehow or other please the devotees and get their favor, then we get all the blessings of Krishna. And the blessings of the devotees is their instructions. If we receive the instructions of the devotees, we receive Krishna. And the most important of all instructions is to always remember Krishna. In this age of Kali Yuga, whatever type of lizard we may be and whatever type of well, if we just get the mercy of the Vaishnavas and learn from them the process of chanting Krishna's holy names, through the name of God we will be delivered from the well of material suffering. So Krishna came to the well, and he extended his left hand, and he lifted that lizard out of the well and set him on the ground. And to everyone's great astonishment, this lizard transformed into a beautiful, beautiful demigod. Similarly, now we are in these lizard-like material bodies. In this well of material life. But when Krishna picks us up by his causeless mercy, he revives our original spiritual body. Which is eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. So Krishna, he knows everything, past, present and future. But just for the sake of letting everyone else hear, he asked this beautiful demigod, why you were in the form of a lizard? And he began to explain how he was practicing the karma kanda type of religion. In other words, He was worshipping God and the demigods, and he was performing very, very charitable, pious activities with the hope of getting very good material pleasures and prosperity in return. Krishna explains in this 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita that people of small intelligence worship the demigods for material prosperity. Because it is temporary. It cannot satisfy the heart. Those who are intelligent worship the Supreme God for the supreme goal of life, which is liberation from birth and death and eternal service in the spiritual world. He said that in his previous birth, his name was King Nirga. And he was so charitable. He gave so much donations and so much gifts to others. He said that I have given to the Brahmins so many cows in charity, as many cows as there are grains of sand on the earth, stars in the sky, plus drops of rain in a monsoon rainstorm. The acharyas explain that this means that he gave many cows in charity. But we know that people who are philanthropic and charitable, they actually take great pride in being charitable. So sometimes we wonder, are they giving charity to the poor, or are ultimately they giving charity to their false egos? Usually it's a combination of both. Anyways, he explained that these cows that he gave, they all had golden plated horns and silver plated hooves, and they had beautiful garlands and silken clothes. So one very nice Brahmin, he gave thousands and thousands of cows. But without anyone noticing, one of those cows secretly left that Brahmin and came back into the herd of cows of King Nirga. And then another Brahmin came. So King Nirga gave thousands and thousands of cows to that Brahmin, but it included the cow that came back. So the first Brahmin came to the palace of King Nirga and said, "You are sinful man." The property of a Brahmin is sacred. You gave me a cow and then you gave it to someone else. King Nirga was very disturbed. Even after years and years and years of perfectly performing puja, perfectly performing yajna, perfectly giving so much charity and piety to the poor, to the Brahmins, he did everything so wonderfully, but he made this one mistake which he had no control over. And he understood that this one mistake could ruin everything if it is not resolved. That is the way the path of karmakanda is.
यह कर्मकांड की विधि है.
You can perform so many pujas for piety.
अपने सुकृति के लिए आप अनेक पूजाएं कर सकते हैं.
You could give so much charity.
आप और दान दे सकते हैं.
You can perform so many yajnas.
आप चाहे कितने यज्ञ कर लें.
But if you make one mistake, it's like putting a handful of sand in a big pot of sweet rice. It ruins everything. What is the use? You may be cooking your kheer for so many hours and hours and hours and hours and hours, but if accidentally, within a second, even if you don't put it in, if it falls in, then everything's ruined.
और आपने कई घंटों जो है ये खीर बनाई है और अगर आप उसमें कुछ मिट्टी फेंकते हैं या फेंकते नहीं गिर जाती है सब कुछ नाश हो जाता है.
So King Nirga was very disturbed and he ran to that second Brahmin and he said, please, I will give you thousands of cows if you give me this cow back.
वो दूसरे ब्राह्मण के पास गए बोले मैं आपको बताया हजारों गाय दे दूंगा आप कृपया वो वाली गाय जो है वापस दे दो.
Here we go. You like that part? He said, no. You have given me this cow, I cannot give it back. It's sinful for you to take it back. So he went to the first Brahmin. He said, that one cow came back, I will give you 1 lakh, 100,000 cows, if you just let this Brahmin keep this cow. He said, no. The Acharyas explain that when a Brahmin is given sufficient charity, he makes a vow that he will not take any more charity.
एक ब्राह्मण को जब दान मिल जाता है तो प्रतिज्ञा करते हैं कि और दान नहीं लेंगे उसके बाद.
I have already accepted. I cannot accept anything more. Give me that cow back.
मैंने स्वीकार कर लिया है. अभी मैं जो है आपको नहीं स्वीकार कर सकता. मेरे को वही गाय वापस चाहिए.
If you do not, you will be cursed with sin.
अगर आप नहीं करेंगे ऐसा तो आपको ये पाप का शाप लग जाएगा.
Then the two Brahmins began to argue with each other who the cow belonged to.
दोनों आपस में झगड़ा करने लगे कि ये गाय किसकी है.
And King Nirga was in tremendous distress. That is the way of the path of religion for the purpose of pious activities for fruitive results. This world is full of uncertainties. So very soon after this, King Nirga died. And he was brought to Yamaraj. And Yamaraj said, you have done so much good work. So many religious things that you can go to the heavenly planets for a long, long time.
इतने कार्य किए हैं कि आप कई समय तक स्वर्ग तक जा सकते हैं.
But you made one mistake.
आपने एक गलती की.
You gave the same cow to two Brahmins.
आपने वही एक गाय दो ब्राह्मण को.
For this one mistake, he had to see Yamaraj.
एक छोटी सी गलती के कारण तो यमराज के दर्शन करने में.
So which do you choose? Do you want all of your years and years of rewards for your good actions, or do you want to suffer first?
आप क्या चाहते हैं? आप इतने अच्छे सुकृति कार्य के लिए जो है अच्छा फल पहले या पहले अपने पाप पाप करें?
He said, I will suffer first.
उसने कहा कि पहले मैं दुख भोगूंगा.
Srila Prabhupada explains why.
जब प्रभुपाद ये समझाते हैं क्यों?
Because he really wanted to enjoy to his heart's content.
वो बहुत हृदय से ये आनंद भोगना चाहते थे.
And when you know that at the end of all of your enjoyment you have to suffer, that's in your mind, so you cannot fully enjoy. So better to get the suffering over with, then you can enjoy without impediment.
Yeah,
So Yamaraj said, so be it.
Yamaraj ne kaha aisa hi ho.
And immediately he became a lizard, trapped in a well. Now in this story, it's interesting to compare King Niraga to Maharaj Ambarish. He was also king. And he was also visited by a Brahmin of the name Durvasa Muni. And he promised Durvasa Muni to feed him prasad. He had been fasting for one full year. Ambarish Maharaj was fasting. And Durvasa Muni said, I will take prasad, but first I will go to bathe in Jamuna. But being a Muni, when he went in Jamuna, he went into Samadhi. And he was taking long time. Meanwhile, it was time for Ambarish Maharaj to break his fast. Ekadasi Parana. Very well. So he was, what should I do? If I take prasad before Durvasa Muni, it is an offense. And if I do not break Ekadasi on time, on the day of Dwadasi, that is also an offense. So he took some Charanamrit. But as he took Charanamrit, Durvasa Muni and Samadhi understood. Ambarish Maharaj took Charanamrit. He was very angry. And he came and he said to Ambarish Maharaj, you have made big mistake. I am a Brahmin and you invited me and you took food before me. Therefore you deserve to die. So he took hair from his head and he threw it on the ground in great anger. And from that hair, this fiery monster appeared. And he came to attack Ambarish. Ambarish with folded palms, he prayed, Krishna, if you desire to kill me, I'm ready to die. If you desire to protect me, I have no fear from this fiery demon. I am your eternal servant. You can do anything you like with me. So Lord Narayan sent Sudarshan Chakra to destroy the fire demon and then attack Durvasa Muni, who ran. For 1 year he ran to Indraloka, Brahmaloka, Shivaloka, ultimately to Vishnu Loka in Vaikuntha, and Vishnu said, because you offended my devotee, the only refuge is his lotus feet. So Durvasa Muni understood Ambarish is a better yogi than me. Why? Because I am a mystic yogi. I have the powers to fly to all the planets, even to Vaikuntha, but I cannot get away from the Sudarshan Chakra. But Ambarish Maharaj is a bhakti yoga. And the bhakti yogi is dear to the Lord. Yoginam api saravesham madgathen antaratmana shadavan bhajate amam same yukta tamamata. Krishna declares the bhakta is the king of all yogis. So he fell at Ambarish Maharaj's feet and surrendered to him. So both King Niraga and Maharaj Ambarish both committed mistakes in their giving of charity to Brahmins.
तो महाराज न्यूयॉर्क और अमरीश महाराज दोनों ने दान देने में गलतियां की.
One was glorified and protected by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the other became lizard. The reason is Maharaj Nirga was following the process of Karmakanda. And in this process of religiosity, any mistake, there is terrible karma consequences, however much good you have done. But Ambarish Maharaj surrendered to Krishna. And in the path of bhakti, even if you make millions of mistakes, you are immediately forgiven because of the quality of your devotion. And Krishna will always protect you. In fact, Krishna says, Api chet sudaracharo bhajate mamananyama sadhur eva samantavya samyak bhavishito hisha. That those who are on this path of bhakti, devotional service, even if they make very bad mistakes, I consider them saintly because they have come to me in devotion. But Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, one of the great acharyas who commentated on Srimad Bhagavatam, explains in a very nice way how this Maharaj Nirga got the opportunity to have Krishna deliver him from the well. He suffered for many, many, many long years as a lizard in this well. In this way he got his karma. But before he was lizard, when he was King Nirga, one time one of Krishna's devotees approached him. And he said, Maharaj Nirga, you are very charitable. I want to build a temple for my deity of Lord Krishna. Could you build this temple for me? And also, I want to distribute Bhagavad Gita's and Srimad Bhagavatam's. I would like you to print these books for me. So Maharaj Nirga, he was charitable to all Brahmins, and this devotee was also Brahmin, so he built temple for his deity, and he made nice copies of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam scriptures. And the devotee was pleased with him. And he said, I bless you that in the future you will see Krishna. Bhagavan Sri Krishna ki, Vaishnav Kripa ki. So because he performed this one seva to a devotee, his blessing came true. And in response to that devotee's blessing, Krishna personally claimed and lifted him out of the well. So we should know there is nothing so priceless as the blessings of the devotees of the Lord. So Maharaj Nirga began to offer prayers to the Lord. Because he had been touched by Lord Krishna's hand, he became completely purified. And he said, now my Lord, with your permission, I will go to my home in the heavenly planets. But now that I have been cleansed of all material desires by seeing your beautiful form and by being touched by your hand, I only desire one benediction from you. That wherever I may be, I will always remember you and never forget you.
मैं जहाँ पर भी रहूँ, मैं हमेशा आपका स्मरण करूँ, कभी आपको भूलूँ नहीं.
This is the supreme perfection of our life.
ये हमारे जीवन की परम पूर्णता है.
To always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna.
कृष्ण का हमेशा स्मरण करना और कभी कृष्ण को भूलना नहीं.
Krishna is the source of all pleasure.
कृष्ण जो है सारे आनंदों के भंडार है.
Mahabharata, there's a beautiful verse which defines the meaning of the name Krishna.
Mahabharata mein bahut sundar shlok hai jisme Krishna shabd ka arth bataya gaya hai.
Therein it says that the suffix Krish means the supreme most attractive one.
Krish iska akshar ka arth hai ki jo sabse aakarshak hai.
And na means the source of all pleasure.
Aur na ka matlab hai ki sare aanandon ke stotra.
The word, according to Mahabharata, Krishna means the all-attractive source of all pleasure.
Krishna ka arth hota hai ki sarva aakarshak aanandon ke bhandar.
Therefore, this name is the most perfect name for God, the Absolute Truth.
To param satya Bhagavan ke liye sabse poorn naam yahi hai.
So we are understanding from the Shastras that the ultimate conclusion of all following all religious principles is simply to always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna.
हम इसे जानते हैं कि सब शास्त्र का निष्कर्ष ये है कि हमेशा कृष्ण का स्मरण करना और कभी कृष्ण को नहीं भूलना.
Through this process, all of our heart's desires will be fulfilled.
इस तरीके से हमारे हृदय की सारी इच्छाएं जो हैं पूर्ण हो सकती हैं.
To always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna is bhakti.
Krishna ka hamesha smaran karna, Krishna ko kabhi nahi bhulna, yahi bhakti.
And Krishna explains herein that one who is endeavoring for this attains liberation from old age and death.
Bhagavan bata rahe hain ki jo iske liye prayas kar rahe hain wo budhape aur mrityu se mukti prapt kar lete hain.
And Lord Chaitanya has given us such a wonderful sublime process of always remembering Krishna.
Aur Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ne hame bahut hi sundar tarika diya hai hamesha Krishna ka smaran.
Because Krishna has descended in this age of Kali Yuga in his name. Kali kale naam rupe Krishna avatar. That of all types of religion, of all types of sacrifices, the only one that is recommended in this age of Kali is the congregational chanting of the name of Krishna.
Sab prakar ke dharmon mein, sab prakar ke alagyon mein jo hai hari naam ka sankirtan hi kali ke liye
hota hai. Hari naam, hari naam, hari naam eva kevalam kalo naaste eva naaste eva naaste eva gatiranjata. There is no other way.
Aur koi dusra tarika nahi.
Except the chanting of the names of Lord Hari.
So
we should not endeavor so hard like Maharaj Niraga for what? To become a lizard. Better that we jubilantly dance in the association with devotees and chant his holy names. It is so simple. We see how these young children, they're so enthusiastic to chant the names of Krishna according to Lord Chaitanya's method of chanting. They are not so enthusiastic to do dhyan, to sit in meditation. They are not so enthusiastic to study the Vedanta Sutra for hours and hours a day. They are not so patient to sit beside the yajñas and chant mantras throughout the day. But for Harinam Kirtan, they are blissfully excited to participate. They're all patiently waiting for me to end this long lecture so that they can chant the holy names of Krishna. Yes? Ask the children. Yes, he says yes. Very well. Anyway, spiritually we are all children. In Kali Yuga, everyone is a spiritual baby. So we should just be honest with our position and chant Hare Krishna. And in this way, always remember Krishna and never forget
Krishna.
When our Guru Maharaj used to see little children like this chanting and dancing, he would say, they are more intelligent than even the big, big PhD professors of the West. Thank you very much.